With this new paradigm, the interpretive paradigm, the main idea is that we need to get our hands dirty, so to speak, in the field in order to understand the meaning of a group. We can't assume some universal law of behavior. Rather, meaning is constructed through social processes, and this meaning making and its interpretation will vary from group to group. So sociologists who take this approach use qualitative methods to understand how a particular group, for example, the music subculture, interacts, creates meaning, and/or defines reality in general. In organizing interaction, symbolic interaction scholars argue that role-taking is key. We have to put ourselves in other people's shoes, and this role-taking allows us to coordinate behavior, and it serves as the basis for socialization as we gradually learn to take the role of the community or the broader society in which we're a part of. For this perspective, what makes humans special is our ability to give meaning to the world through symbols and to self-reflect through rehearsing our actions in our mind while considering how others will interpret those potential behaviors. Critics of this theory argue that humans aren't always so rational or calculating in their interactions. For example, sometimes we just do things out of habit or because of local customs. They also highlight how focusing on the micro-level interactions of everyday life may minimize the focus on broader social patterns like racism or inequality. This can also be related to a conservative or a status quo bias in this theory, meaning that it tends to be less focused on social change in society. Positivist critics also suggest that the qualitative inductive approach of symbolic interactionist theory make interactionist approaches less scientific.